This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all your playoff needs are handled in one place. BetOnline. Latest odds and lines, including the most up-to-date team matchups for all your favorite sports. It's all right there at BetOnline. Sit down and head to the website today to get in on the action, or use your mobile device. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, let's get down to business. An active lifestyle can cause hemorrhoids. That sucks. Lucky for you, they're south of the border. South of the border is a holistic approach to dealing with the affected area. Go to southoftheborder.com, use code AHOLE, A-H-O-L-E, get yourself 30% off. That's pretty rad. And this is not an area of your body you want to put bad ingredients in. Make sure you turn to South of the Border. southoftheborder.com, code AHOLE.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Like, I never knew, even having been on sets and stuff, I never knew what the hell that was for, but it's to match the audio with the video. And it's another thing until you start having to get on the other side of the media production, you know, or instead of standing in front of the camera, you actually have to do stuff behind it. I didn't know how that worked, because I came from radio where there was no video, so I didn't have to match shit. I just made the audio go. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Mikey Likes You podcast. I'm the Mikey who likes. You are you who is liked. And as I dive a little bit deeper into this whole world of online content creation, I realize how important it is to get you guys involved in the show. And by that, I mean, you know, like, subscribe, share, tell friends. Realize that I do have a Patreon, which I will put links to in the show notes. And I ask you, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, find me on my social media. Again, I will put the links in the show notes. Subscribe to that. Follow me. Like me. Share me. Tell friends. Put comments. Actually, that really does help. And I want to base a lot of today's show around a comment that I had on my YouTube channel. So, yeah. Let's go. Let's get right into it. Thank you, everybody. I did get this comment on my YouTube channel, and it made me get a little bit sad, and then subsequently a lot more serious about things, because when I get sad, I get serious because I'm a goofball, and I made a lot of success and happiness for myself by being uniformly goofy. And it's authentic. It's not like I'm putting on a show or putting on a facade. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. I'm a pretty goofy dude. But then, you know, sometimes things puncture that. Real things. Friend, loved one, family member passes away or gets really sick, or, you know, you lose your job or something comes up and it punctures that. It reminds you, oh wait, life isn't all dick jokes and you know, silent farts that you rock your friends with, you know? Cause I live in that. You know, I really kind of just live in that world. And I have been since I was 5 years old, 6 years old. As far back as I can really remember, I always took a lot more pleasure in that stuff than I think most people did. And I don't mean that as like I'm not capable of doing serious things. I feel like when it's time for me to be a responsible father or a stable husband, I do those things. But my point is like it's not just a matter of me. I'm not trying to project or trying to deal with awkward, uncomfortable situations by being class clown guy. I get goosebumps happy about it. I was telling my wife the other day, I'd never really experience. I'd go watch movies or I'd see TV shows that were comedies, right? You know, network comedies. And I liked it. I liked Married with Children and, you know, Cosby Show and Growing Pains and all these shows when I was growing up. And I liked it. I liked these shows and I liked Something About Mary or, you know, comedies, Jim Carrey movies, Ace Ventura. It's funny. I liked, but I never experienced like transcendent entertainment until South Park and then Jackass. Where I was like, oh, people are putting in high level, highbrow effort into fucking silly. You know? The first couple episodes of Jackass, you know, we're talking like 99, 2000 on MTV. I was so moved. It was like hearing great authors talk about the first time they read Hemingway or something. I was sitting watching going, oh my gosh. And it was, what? Huh? Chris Bonnie and some Hardy Boy changed my life. Right? And I hope there's others out there, probably mostly guys, that feel the same way. And like, I remember watching South Park numerous times. I remember being in the theater for Bigger, Longer, Uncut, baked out of my gourd, thinking like, I don't know if I could take this. I might have to see this movie in sittings, because if you're baked even a little, the first time you saw that, when Eric Cartman says, "How would you like to suck my balls?" And Mr. Garrison says, "What'd you say?" He's like, "Oh, sorry. Megaphone, how would you like to suck my balls, Mr. Garrison?" I was having convulsions. I was so happy and so elated by this form of entertainment. And my point being that's where I live. That's where I exist. But every once in a while, stuff happens and it hits you. And then that's where I can kind of base what I want to talk about, right? And that's why I love doing Loveline so much, is because I could have this phone call from this dude who's talking about, I feel like my ejaculation is too powerful. Help me. How can I scale it back? You know, so it's like we're immediately, Dr. Drew and I just have this weight come off us, and I go like, "Oh, well, you know, I'm sure there's got to be some food you can eat to shoot small loads." I don't know. I don't have that problem because I have earthquake delivering loads, and it's all goofball stuff, right? You know. The next call is, "I'm addicted to Percocet. I don't know what to do. My life's falling apart." And then, of course, that punctures it, and I go like, "Oh no, let's pull it back to reality." And I'm connected, and it's sincere and it's authentic. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you need help, sir. Let's be real, right?" And it was so meaningful to me to have that be my way of making a living. Well, I live like that day to day because I'm literally wafting my own farts into my nose. And my daughter's covering, and she's like, "Bob, I'm going to vomit." And I'm like, I'm so happy. And then I see this homeless guy and the way he looks at me as we're parked at a red light. I need money. And I could see his eye. This happened yesterday. I could see his eyes banking around in his head. And I see he's missing teeth. And I'm like, "Oh, I know. I get it. I see you, tweaker. I get it. I was there. I am. I'm you." And it hits me like a ton of bricks. You know, I feel like someone hit me with a bat. Or it's like, "Oh, wow. Oh, no, that's also real life." And I got this comment on my YouTube channel about a guy, and he was saying that, "What advice do you have to someone like me? I'm big, I'm overweight, and I feel like I'm lazy." I'll actually read it because I want to do him the justice of actually reading the comment. "I know I'm not healthy and I need to work out. I don't know how to fix my mental problem. I just can't push myself to work out or run. I'm lazy and I don't know how to fix it." Reading that, it really gave me a sobering dose of, oh my gosh, this is people's reality, right? Because I would tell you, listener/viewer of my podcast, all this fitness advice that I believe in, and I look, I'm pretty confident I know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I'm basing that off of a lot of other stuff I see from fitness content creators. And they're all ripped or jacked, or the people I listen to, the people that I surround myself with, they're actually legitimate voices as well. So they're probably all in really fucking good shape. And then I got reminded, I was like, oh no, that's not reality for most people. Going from 11% body fat to 9% body fat is not at all useful for the overwhelming majority of people, not only walking the face of the earth, people who are interested in fitness. The reality is, what's step one? What's A when it comes to my journey of A to Z? What's fucking A, dude? Because I can't do this. I can't do it. I can't even start. And so I thought long, I thought a long time about it. And I'm here to give you what I think to be true. And I'm basing this off of A, either psychological research that's been done, but also, frankly, about just experiential things that have happened to me. Because if I were to promote myself as a voice in any capacity, whether it be completely comedic or it be stuff that I talk about when it comes to recovery, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to physical fitness, any of that shit, it's that I am basing everything off of experiential. Is there a left brain? Is there an intellectual component? Sure. Why not? Why not include bona fide research? That is stuff that is, there's ample and conclusive proof, scientific proof to say that what I'm saying is meaningful and useful. Sure. But a lot of it is more, it's like, no, I've been there and I will tell you. You're making a big mistake because I made that same mistake. Lots of them. All I have to offer you, because there's a lot of guys and gals out there who are way buffer than me, way leaner than me, way happier than me, way more successful than me. That's for goddamn sure. I don't know how to do this in this space. But there's way more people who are way fucking bigger. And they also maybe might even know what they're talking about in a purely fitness sense. But I will tell you this. All I have to offer you is I'm fucking normal. I'm regular. I'm ordinary in that all I have to give you is my mistakes. And when it came, the only shit I have where I could sit here and look at you and be really comfortable and really honest with you and say that I've done good here. I feel like, you know, being a husband and being a father, it's, you know, I can confidently say, but I don't know. I don't go to sleep at night like really resting on my laurels. And I don't feel like really good fathers, really good husbands, really good wives, really good friends. I don't feel like you ever do. I feel like the guys I know who are like, I'm a beast of a dad. I'm the best dad. Because that's one thing I know. I was like, Okay. Because the guys I respect and the guys I look at, they're always thinking like, what can I do to be better? They're always worried about, you know, that really meaningful stuff. But the stuff that I can say, because I do, I stay up at night thinking like, what am I doing wrong? I feel like I'm not there enough in this regard for my daughter. I'm not there enough. What can I do to help fix this situation with me and my wife? It fucking bugs me a lot. And I think about it a lot. Probably the majority of the time I'm just awake. I'm thinking about it. But one thing I could say to you, and I could say it as far as like shit I'm successful at, is I'm 45 and I'm lean and I know nutrition and I'm muscular and I know what I'm talking about when it comes to lean, being training and eating. I know what I'm talking about. And another thing I could say is, I've been clean 23 years, and I'm a really bad alcoholic and drug addict. And I don't have that licked. It's going to be a lifelong fight, and I still feel squeamish about it, but I've done good. At this point, I can say I can confidently talk about that and base it off of things that I haven't fucked up. Because the rest of my life is just like, all I have to offer you is my imperfections. So with those two arenas, recovery and fitness, one thing you have to do is give up on these expectations. And give up on these internal critiques. I don't have internal conversations about addiction or fitness. I have problems, internal problems. I have internal conversations. I have internal debate moment to moment about everything else in my life. And the way that I broke through with those two areas is that's the only two areas I could ever think where the conversations, the external view of how this is going to look to everybody else, but what should I be doing to please this person? What should I be doing to do it right in the eyes of that person? When it comes to fitness, when it comes to recovery, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I just do it. I just do it. I don't care how anyone feels about the speech I gave at a meeting, at a 12-step meeting. I don't give a fuck how it looks if I go online. I don't fucking care. I just want to stay sober. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care what the new trendy thing is in the recovery community. I don't give a fuck what this website says or this Instagram feed. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Those are the two arenas where I punctured the matrix. I've told this story a couple times, and I don't like telling it, but Dr. Drew mainly was a person who likes me to repeat it because he says that he thinks it's meaningful. But this is 100% true, and I hope you could tell by the way that I'm delivering this story that it is 100% true. But the last time I drank and used, the only way I can look back and think about it, the only way I remember it is looking at myself in as if I'm watching from a closed-circuit camera, like a secret security camera in a liquor store, you know? I can't see that moment through my own eyes, as if I just detached from myself, as if I genuinely watched over on myself existing. And I was sitting at the edge of a bed in a shitty motel, packing rocks into a tinfoil pipe, and I had a 40, and it's like 11 o'clock in the afternoon, and I remember Jenny Jones was on TV. For those of younger kids out there, that was like a daytime talk show back in the earlier part of the 2000s, late 90s. And There happened to be a mirror at the end of that bed, and something about the way that, like I said, I can't remember it. I can't remember seeing myself in the mirror, but I just remember that I looked up as I was packing and I saw myself shirtless in this motel by myself, and for no reason other, I can't intellectually think of any reason, but that was it. And I just walked over to the side of the bedroom, to the side of the bed. There was a dresser drawer that had a phone book in it, because you got to remember, this is way before smartphones and stuff. And I started looking through the phone book for recovery centers. That was it. I can't apply any like thought. Oh my God, I'm killing myself. I'm young enough. I could do it. It was just like, that was it. That existed. There was no opinion on the idea. There was no beliefs surrounding it. There was no personal value attached. It was just, I existed. I just existed like that. And I don't give a fuck what anyone else thinks. I don't care if what other people think, if it's right or wrong. It was like, this is going to happen. And I'm 100% head to toe. My internal animal instinct and my brain all just came together as one. And it was like, this is happening. Public opinion, beliefs, values, expectations, regrets, all just went away. This being, head to toe, is doing this, and that's the way it's going to be. And that's the way it's remained for 23 years. And And when I was like everyone else out there, I need to get in shape because it's healthy. I need to lose weight because it's the doctor says so. I want to look better for the opposite sex or the sex that I'm interested in. All of that, it always failed. You know what would be cool for chicks? If I got buff. You know, when that was a motive, it never worked. It's not sustainable. I should do this. I should because of never fucking matters. Do this for you. There is no right or wrong. There is no belief around it. Just do it. Just do it because you know. And if you know, you're sitting here texting me or putting a comment on my YouTube channel, it fucking means something to you. And the only reason you say, I can't do this because I'm lazy, that's not true. You're telling yourself that. You're telling yourself that. You can't do this because you have some expectation of how it's supposed to be. And when it doesn't end up like that, you give up. And that's the biggest problem I have with all the whole fucking thing. This whole fucking Instagram / TikTok / YouTube fitness world. Is that they create this idea in everybody that, well, if I don't look like this chick, if I don't look like that dude, if I don't train like them, if I don't eat like them, I'm not doing it right. No, just do it. Just fucking do it. Just start. You may not end up looking like any of those people. You may not end up losing weight. You may not. I don't care. Just do it. Just do it. And don't do it to please your wife. Don't do it to fucking get the interest of some chick down the block. Don't do it because of your doctor or your kids. Do it because you feel like you know you should. Do it because you know you should. I hate that fucking, it's just such a boneheaded analogy, like puncture the matrix. But do all, you know, this real life matrix that we have, where it's just this network of people telling you how you should do everything and creating these expectations. Just puncture through all that. And you say, like, I can't start working out because I'm lazy. No, you can't start working out because you think you have to go full on Ronnie Coleman in his peak or like be a marathon runner day one. No, just go for a walk, dude. Do it. Just go for a walk and enjoy it. And take that first step. Because if you're just attached to Z before you started on A, you'll never get to B and you'll never get to C. Start A right now. I'm going to start really being conscious of the food I'm putting in my belly. I'm not just going to eat willy-nilly. That's it. That's it. That's where you're starting. And I'm going to go for a walk today. And as you're walking, as you're kind of looking at your first meal, thinking like, am I really even still hungry? I'm full. I mean, I'm going to stop. That's it. And I'm going to go for a walk. And as you're going for a walk, don't think about tomorrow I'm going to do 20 minutes. Right now I'm doing 10. Just go for that walk. Just control that food. That's how you start. And you're not lazy. You're fucking sad. Like all of us, dude. Just exist. break away from your weird expectations of the future. Break away from your weird regrets and guilt from the past. Just live right now. You may not be able to do it in everything in your life automatically. Lord knows I fucking can't. But in those two areas, I did. And I stopped doing it because it would look good to my parents. I stopped doing things because it would look awesome to chicks and I might get laid more. I stopped doing those things, those two things, fitness and recovery. I stopped doing them for anyone else and for anyone else's expectations, including my own, for anyone else's regrets or guilt from the past, including my own. I did it because in the moment I was like, this is what I'm doing. And if you don't like it, fuck you. And if you don't like it, fuck you. If you don't think this is cool, suck my balls. This is what I'm doing. And I'm not stopping. All right. Like, subscribe, and in this crazy mix-up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember, I do. Be good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Hey everyone, I am Fran.
And I'm Tom.
And we are the co-hosts of the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast.
On the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast, we talk about native plants, obviously.
We have great guests.
My name's Joel, and I'm staying in room 123 at the Ramada Inn right now.
We have a lot of fun.
Which of the following was the name of Uli Lorimer's latest book? This book is actually in this room right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And don't try and cheat and look up here because I turned it around. It's that book right up there. So you might be able to see part of it.
And we learn a lot.
We have the most biomass per acre in a redwood forest than any other place on the planet. And people are like, more than the Amazon? Yes, more than the Amazon.
So tune in, have a couple laughs, learn about nature, and help the planet while you're at it. Until then, keep it native.